All right, so we've got audio on Podbean, and we've got audio and video on TalkShoe, hopefully. So let's get cracking with this, I think. There we go, I need to sit this far away.
Recording started.
All right, welcome to Free Association, Technocratic Tyranny News, this one. And I'm going to play some music, but I'm also going to take a look at some things that have been happening, some bits and pieces from Redacted, I think, and a little bit from UK Column News. So first off, let's make sure everything's working on Podbean. Yeah, it looks like it. It looks very much like it, and TalkShoe looks like it's working, so I'm going to assume they both are. And then open YouTube. Actually, Redacted isn't on YouTube anymore this week because they lost their appeal. So let's try something else. A little bit of Alex Christoforou, I think, to start us off.
This is my first video update for this Tuesday morning from Athens, Greece. Let's talk about some news. Let's discuss the negotiations that took place in Ankara, confirmed negotiations between the CIA director, Mr. Burns, and his Russian counterpart, the foreign intelligence head, Mr. Narushkin. And there were a lot of rumors swirling yesterday afternoon about some sort of meeting in Ankara between Russia and the United States, a secret meeting, which turned out to be not so secret, as the collective West media, as well as the Kremlin, the Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, confirmed the meeting between both gentlemen. And the purpose of the meeting, well, first of all, interesting that it took place in Ankara, because Ankara, Turkey, because the other meeting between Russia and Ukraine that came very close to a peace deal way back in end of March, early April, was spoiled by Bojo Johnson and his trip to Kiev. That also took place in Turkey, I believe, in Ankara. So interesting that they chose Ankara once again to meet. Now, the White House, the U.S. said that the meeting is not about Ukraine, and it's about the nuclear, Russia's potential use of a nuclear weapon. That nuclear bomb thing, and that Burns was traveling all the way from the United States to set up this secret meeting with Narushkin, just so he can warn the Russians not to use a nuclear weapon and the consequences if Russia were to use a nuclear weapon. And the Kremlin, well, they didn't say what the meeting was about, actually. They just said that it was initiated by the United States. Peskov was very clear. He made it a point to say this meeting was called by the United States. The UN Secretary General, he made a statement saying that the UN is not involved in any of this. The UN has nothing to do with this. He said it's a good sign that they're meeting, but the UN has no play, has no hand in this meeting between Burns and Narushkin. Now, what is going on here? What is going on? I talked about a freeze in the conflict 3-4 days ago, and I said, you know, there's going to be a push to freeze. I'm not saying it's going to happen, and I still don't think it's going to happen, but something told me that after the whole Kherson thing, looking at the map, looking at the positions of both militaries, the midterm elections, and the fact that that the Democrats were on their way and now have actually scored very good results in the elections. Back then, they were on their way to a surprise result in the midterms. It was clear that there was going to be some sort of push to freeze this thing. Now, I said it could be a short-term freeze, a medium, or a long-term. I don't know. A short-term freeze, three months, 6 months, a couple of months. I don't know. Could be medium-term, like a year. Could be something long-term. I still don't think there's going to be a freeze. I just don't believe that's what's going to actually happen. But it is a possibility. And the side that is pushing the freeze is the United States. Not even Ukraine or Zelensky. Not that Zelensky matters, because what this meeting showed everybody is that Zelensky is a non-issue. He's just a non-player. He's a bit actor. Boy, man, that must really piss off Zelensky to understand that he's not the lead actor in this theater. He's just got a supporting role. Zelensky, you're a supporting actor. You're not the lead actor. You're a supporting actor. The lead actor, well, that's the U.S. That's the deep state. That's Bidenopoulos, Greece's favorite son. That's Jake Sullivan. That's Burns. These guys, Nuland, all these guys are the leads, an ensemble cast. They're the ones that are calling the shots. Even the EU, they have a bit role in this film. Boy, must the EU be super upset that the U.S. is talking with the Russians without even inviting them. I bet you Borrell is just fuming. You're a chump, Borrell. That's what the U.S. is telling you. You're a chump. Just sit there and just take the beating that we give you, Borrell. That's pretty much it.
All right, so you get kind of Alex's style. He's very sarcastic. He's very kind of laconic, I suppose is the word, in the way that he does geopolitics. I like his style. He's very relaxed about stuff. He doesn't get frantic like a lot of other people do, and that's what I like. I like the non-frantic version of geopolitics. All right, so let's see where else we can go from there. I don't want to play too much of any one thing, but there are quite a few stories kind of bubbling under. Right, this is a Sky News report on Ukraine from 6 hours ago. So,
well, joined by the chair of the Defence Select Committee, Tobias Elwood, who's in Odessa in Ukraine this morning. Hello to you, Mr. Elwood. It's good to see you. Thanks for joining us. First of all, why are you there?
Well, firstly, to better understand what is actually happening here, we're at a critical juncture in this war with Russia, and there's huge appreciation, I should say, for the British commitment to what we've done to help Ukrainians push back the third largest army in the world. But Putin is now humiliated, and there's huge concerns that he's going to go more extreme. He's going to find more imaginative ways to raise the stakes, and he's starting to regroup the other side of the Dnieper River.
This obviously is complete bullshit from start to finish, but it's apparently the UK position is that Putin is defeated. He retreated from one city, so that's not a defeat. And he retreated to a defensible position from an undefensible position. So I'm not a military expert, but I think that makes sense. To sit tight for the winter makes sense. So there's lots of things about this that aren't Putin being defeated and pushed into a corner and looking for ways to escalate. In fact, none of that even really exists. So I don't know what he's talking about. I'm not even going to play that. To be honest, it does my head in when people are doing that shit. So I'm not even going to play that stuff. Welcome to the room on Podbean. I'm just looking at little bits of news here and there. It's a a double broadcast, so I'm broadcasting on Podbean and on TalkStream Live. TalkShoe Live, rather. I'll get it right in the end. So I'm just looking for little bits of news to play for half an hour or so. See where we go. All right, here's a Bloomberg report. This is from a week ago, so that's already old news. Let's try a bit of Alexander Mercurius. More. Another Ukraine report. There we go.
Been completely stable. And I'm going to suggest that the stability on the front lines that we're witnessing at the moment is simply a continuation of that earlier period of stability. Briefly, and as I've discussed before in earlier programs, about the withdrawal, the Russian withdrawal from Kherson region. This is a withdrawal decided by the overall Russian commander, General Suravikin, dictated according to his timetable and carried out in accordance with his orders. It did not follow a military defeat. There was no breakthrough by Ukraine on the front lines on the Kherson front. There was no sense that the Russians would driven out of Kherson region as a result of some battle against the Ukrainians, which they lost. In fact, battles in Kherson region over the last couple of weeks have tended, if anything, to tail down. There's not been the big epic battles that many people have been talking about, and which we briefly saw, by the way, at the start of Ukraine's Kherson offensive at the end of August and at the beginning of September. So there is a long period of stability on the front lines before the sudden decision by the Russians to withdraw from Kherson, and there's been a comparable period of silence in the hours and days, or stability, by I should say, in the hours and days since that withdrawal from Kherson has taken place. And I think it's difficult to try to understand why. The Russians are in the process of inducting into their military the 300,000 reservists that were called up according to Putin's order, President Putin's order, on the 21st of September. Many of them are still going through their training, their retraining. And some of them, around 40,000, according to some figures, others put it higher, are already serving in their units, and they're clearly making a difference. But the bulk of these troops have not yet been fully assimilated into the Russian military. And there is little sense, or so it seems to me, for the Russian military launching offensive operations whilst these troops are being inducted, these reservists are being inducted, at least on a big scale. Doesn't mean that we're not seeing some Russian offensive actions in some places. It seems that following the capture of Pavlovka, this village near Uglodar, the Russians are now taking further steps to try to capture Uglodar itself, though it's acknowledged that this will be a difficult battle because the Ukrainians are heavily entrenched in Uglodar, which is an important city from their point of view because it's vital as a communications hub. And the Russians, as I...
All right, that's enough of Alexander. All right, let's see where we go from there. I'll double check Podbean again in case there's still people in there. So I'm going to carry on. I'm just going to play a little bit of music, I think. Have a little bit of fun with it. A little bit of Genesis, maybe. Thank you.